Welcome to a podcast from the Edge. I'm absolutely fine, but mini.
5 minutes broadcast live from the Edge, the brink, the overwhelm, the vortex that slips into your feed every Friday.
Not that Friday feeling, but rather all the fucking feelings.
And just to let you know that the week is nearly over and there's only one more week to go before you have to get through the next week.
Oh God. Here we go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Podcast from the Edge. I'm Annabelle, and I'm absolutely fine, but I'm locked in a sort of dance of death with someone's really, really cross assistant. And so I am finding myself wanting to play with the crossness. And we kept reaching sort of, you know, an impasse last night in our conversation where I would say, so what's the solution to that, Sharon? And then there would be a silence for a while. And who would go first? Not me, actually. And I just sent her, I just sent this poor woman an email. Now I'm going to be really efficient with a list of asks and answers. You're trying to be both irreproachable and aggressive at the same time, which is quite a combo. And I ended it and I pressed send and I went, suck on that, Sharon.
She actually did.
Literally. Out loud.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was like, wow, who is that? Watching you outcross this woman has been pretty dramatic this morning.
Suck on that, Sharon, which is both a very satisfying thing to say and pathetic.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of people who say suck on that when they send an email out there.
Well, maybe they should. It did feel good. Look, I'm in an uncharacteristically good mood after my suck on that episode. How are you?
It really cheered things up. Well, I'm absolutely fine, but I was in a real hurry last night, which is sort of fatal. And I was trying to change my estrogen patch and I got it out in such a hurry that I then stuck it on my bottom, but then realized that it was crinkled, that it kind of folded in on itself. So I had to kind of uncrinkle it and then put it back onto my bottom. And now it's just crinkly.
Oh, so you have a crinkled patch on your...
crinkly bottom.
Oh, no. And it's a constant reminder of your decrepitude and ineptitude.
Basically, which is, you know, always the best. And I'm going to have to leave it there for like 4 days.
Do you know what? I think that for mid-adults, doing anything in a hurry is dangerous.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, it is. It's when things go really tits up.
Yes. For example, like you bump into things.
You rip your clothes on things. You scrape your arm on a lock.
How does that hurt so much as well?
I know everything hurts. But also it's like, you know, I if I'm in a hurry or tired, and I'm always tired and I'm usually in a hurry, I can bump into walls. It's like stationary things become assailants. How's that possible? A stationary assailant? Is that an oxymoron? I don't know.
Not for a mid-adult, I don't think.
But being in a hurry, yeah, it's dangerous.
I mean, you might be tempted to run for something.
Ooh.
And also, I've got a backpack that makes me look like a geography teacher at the best of times. But if I wear a backpack and like run very slowly for the bus, I look like I'm in a horror movie.
You could also, but also the other thing I would say is dangerous for mid-adults is turning around, because you can rip, tear. But if you turned around with your backpack, fuck knows what you put in your backpack, it's enormous. You could take someone out, you could be done for manslaughter. That would be awful.
Can you imagine? It'd be absolutely terrible. The other thing never to do in a hurry is write an email.
Oh, that's because, when you end up telling your boss that you love them.
Or just kisses to Sharon, who you're trying to be cross with.
Oh, no, that would be good. I'm going to do that. Next email to Sharon, I'm going to send kisses.
But if you'd had absurd typos in there, you wouldn't feel so confident.
No, when that makes you... It absolutely takes the wind out of your sails knowing that you sent a typo, doesn't it?
I love the idea of you doing a passive-aggressive kiss.
I shall.
Poor Sharon. Anyway, the other thing, obviously, that we should never, ever do in a hurry is fill in a form.
Oh, I can't fill in forms even when I'm not in a hurry. I can't do it. I just know that I'll have to do it, you know, again and again and again. Last time I tried to do my passport form, they said about 4 times. And then you just end up kind of waking up in the middle of the night screaming, don't write outside the lines. And it just revisits upon you again and again and again. It's filling in forms are dangerous, just like looking in the mirror.
Oh, my God.
Don't look in the mirror.
No.
Because if you look in the mirror, you do not know what you're going to find. So I can avoid the mirrors in my own house because I know where they are. So I know where the danger lies, like a vampire. But it says...
Do you have sheets over them? Actually, I do. I know that there are not sheets over them because I'm sitting in here, but still.
It's an idea. I mean, that's very Miss Havisham for me, isn't it? Sheets over the mirrors.
We're nearly there.
Go around with a sheet over my head.
That's like ghosty. Out in the world, though, you don't know where the mirrors are.
Where they lurk.
The reflective surfaces exist. Anywhere.
It's true. I remember reading once that someone said, I don't remember, it was years ago, that the definition of elegance was not looking in lift mirrors. you can't help yourself.
No, I can't.
You love a mirror.
I love a mirror.
You can't resist mirrors, can you? I can resist them.
But it's also, it's awful, isn't it? Because I can't resist mirrors in a way that I'm sort of, like, it's a fatal attraction. It's not a, like, oh, I can't resist mirrors because I know how good I'm going to look. It's like, I can't resist mirrors because I want to see how terrible I look.
Yeah, it's a flagellation.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, the thing is, if you do look in a mirror with intent, that rare moment when you inspect yourself, it's dangerous because you don't know what you're going to find. I mean, you don't know. I mean, I tell you what I found recently. We all know about chin hairs, a cheek hair. And the problem is that it's softer. So with a chin hair, you can feel the bristle. With a cheek hair, it's just softy, softy waving in the breeze. I mean, how witchy is that? It's like, when will the wart spring up?
I mean, soon.
It's in the post. Right.
Is a cheek hair worse than a chin hair?
I think emphatically, yes. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I think it is. Okay, question. How is it possible to do an hour and a half appointment at the hairdresser where you're having colour and a cut and not look in the mirror for the entire time because it is punishing?
We still haven't figured that out. Also, for some reason, and I don't know, and maybe that's why those ladies who lunched always dressed up to go to the hairdressers, because they understood that actually when you turn up wearing your like disgusting tracksuit bottom
and no makeup
and 2 hours sleep, et cetera, that it is a disaster.
I mean, you know, I suppose they need to be able to see what they're doing, but if only they could do your hair by candlelight.
Oh my God, that would be so nice. Can you imagine how popular it would be, a salon by candlelight?
I mean, presumably a lot of the stuff they use is highly flammable.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be so good.
Wouldn't be advised, exactly. Also, you might then come out and cry. Well, you always come out and cry, not you, but one always comes out and cries a little bit.
It's a vulnerable moment, isn't it?
I tell you what else is a vulnerable moment.
What? In terms of danger?
In terms of danger.
In terms of danger.
The third anything.
Well, I mean, for me, it used to be the third bottle I'd worry about of an evening. And now it's the third glass. Isn't it a shame that just at the point when you need alcohol to replenish, you know, your joie de vivre, you lose the ability to metabolize it. You're no longer able to process it in your system. So now if I have three, then I basically have to be on a drip the next day. I mean, everything is cancelled. It's pathetic.
What about a third coffee?
I mean, if you factor in that you're already a bit of a swivel-eyed lunatic when you have your first, mm-hmm. By the time we get to your third, you really are in a danger zone because your third sort of lubricates the path to your fourth. And that way, I mean, hell lies, possibly prison.
Can you imagine? Why did you commit this crime against Sharon?
Yeah. And I tell you, for you what it is, because you don't drink coffee, for you it's the third P in a particular portion of time.
Yes. So, for example, a meeting, I turn up and obviously I need to go to the loo. And obviously at the end, I will also need to the loo. But it's when I have to do a mid-pee. So that would be like a 3P meeting is not a good meeting.
45 minutes, 3Ps. And everybody presumably thinks
that I'm a drug addict.
Yes. Yes. A drug addict.
Or incontinent. I mean, none of it's good, right?
An incontinent drug addict.
Hooray.
And that's where we leave you. Happy weekend.